You're finally awake, darling. How are you feeling? A little groggy and stiff in your neck? Yeah, that makes sense with what I fed you. Sorry about that. I wish there was some way I could have given you a heads up, but there weren't really any other options available to me. I'm sure you have lots of questions for me. So fire away. I have nothing to hide from you. Where are we? Well, you know I'm pretty well off already, right? I inherited this gorgeous mansion when my parents passed away. The view is grand, yeah? It's a private bit of property, smack dab in the middle of a wonderful-looking forest. Makes me feel so at peace. Why are we here? Darling, it's really rather obvious. I know you've been hurting so bad lately, and I just didn't know what to do. It was miserable just watching you suffer from the sidelines, not able to create any real change in your life. When you told me that you sometimes wish you wouldn't wake up anymore, I knew I had to do something. I remembered this place and decided to finally put it to good use. Designing it to fit your every want and need was so much fun. Isn't this place just magical? Oh, I hope those restraints aren't painful on your naked body, darling. Oh, wonderful! I am so glad that you like it. I know that you're kind of indecisive when it comes to decorating, so I went ahead and just took care of all of it. I'm so sorry that I had to drug you to get you here, but I knew that you would still keep trying to do it all on your own, no matter what I said, so I had to do something. You no longer need to be stressed about any of that icky stuff. I took care of all of it for you before we left. Your boss thinks that you're moving on to another job. Your family won't be able to find us out here. And I have more than enough money to take care of us for the rest of our lives. From now on, it's just you and me. We don't need anyone else. I even managed to pick up a huge supply of your meds for you as well. So don't worry. Darling, what's wrong? Did I say something to upset you? Oh, hush. Come here, darling. Of course you deserve to be loved. Let me put my arms around you and show just how much you do. I didn't do this for anyone else but you. Well, maybe a little bit for myself, but only because I want you to be able to feel happy, carefree, and loved. So loved. Doesn't that sound nice? Letting me spoil you rotten? All you need to do is just accept being mine and I'm all yours. And I'll be so good to you, darling. Better than any of those other skinks you dated before finally meeting me. You're too nice. That's something I really love about you, you know? No matter who it is or what they've done, you're still willing to turn the other cheek and just go out of your way for them. Even if they're a fucking cheating whore. I know you don't like it when I talk like that, but I can't help it. They really took advantage of you in the worst way. How could they treat someone so gentle and sweet like that? The world has just been so cruel to you. And you've really done your best to roll with the punches and keep your head up. But now, none of that matters. Here, it's just you and me. Maybe someday with our children, too. I know you don't want kids yet. But maybe someday, right? Speaking of, how do I look? I know you said that you didn't feel comfortable dictating what you wanted me to wear, but When we were at the mall, you couldn't keep your eyes off of this lingerie set, right? I love the color too. Red just makes me feel and look so sexy with the lipstick to match. And the lace hugs my curves just right. Doesn't it, darling? Compliments these full breasts, these wide hips, this juicy ass. And it's all for you. You want to know why you're still tied up? Darling, I didn't know how you were going to react. I was so worried that you'd try to escape or that you'd want to go back to our apartment and keep on living the same way you always have been. Let me get that for you. I'm sure they're not comfortable even if they don't hurt. Okay, lay down. And get under the blankets for me, darling. There we go. All comfy and ready for snuggles. I miss this. You've been spending so many nights in the office lately, and I've been lonely sleeping by myself. Just laying on your chest like this is intoxicating. You smell so good. What? It's not weird, it's true. There's that smile I just can't get enough of. It drives me wild. I love it when you play with my hair like that, too. It makes me feel so safe and happy. Like we're the only two people on the whole planet who matter. No one else. It makes me wanna play with something else too. That's right, darling. Since you've been such a good boy for me, I'm going to show you just how devoted I am to you. This is all for you. It's time you felt that. Feel nice. Good. I'm just getting started. Let me just kiss my way down your body. Right down to your lovely bits. I'm just soaked already. I'm so glad I already stripped you. I don't think I can wait any longer to taste you. Tastes so good. I don't think I'll ever get tired of sucking your cock, baby. And if it feels like I need it to live, it's because I do. Do you like when I kiss the head? I know. I just like to hear you say it. Me taking control just feels so right, darling, doesn't Just making you shake and moan for me gets me ravenous. Teasing you right to the edge. Then finally letting you blow. Nothing is more satisfying. But tonight, darling, I need more. I need you. I just can't take just talking about it anymore. Come for me, right, darling? Nothing would make me happier. Please give it to me. I'm so thirsty for you. My throat's getting lonely. That was absolutely magical, darling. I think it's safe to say I'm very happy. But you need something more too, right? My tight little pussy wrapping, constricting around you and sucking out all of your yummy cum, blasting a load deep inside of my wet hole. It's just for you. It makes me so hot just talking about it. Let me ride you, baby. Please. 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 I'm so glad. I need this so fucking bad. I've already soaked through my panties. I guess it's a good thing I ordered a ton of sets, yeah? Don't worry about that, darling. I'd happily ruin a million pairs for you. All right, let me just hold your hands, darling. Touch my breast, please. Do you feel how fast my heart is beating? No matter how much time passes, I can't help but get excited from just being around you. You make me feel so complete, like I'm the most beautiful woman in the whole world, and like I'm perfect. I can't thank you enough for being a part of my life. But maybe this'll help. You fit me so well. It's like we were made for each other. Shut up. I don't care if it's cliche because it's true. And you just hit all the right spots for me and it drives me wild. Come here. Please kiss me. Bouncing on top of you like this, darling. It makes me feel so powerful and sexy when you look at me like that. And I know you like it darling, I'm the older one here, so it's my responsibility to absolutely rock your world. I love the people-pleasing side of you, but tonight is all about you, and so let me take care of you with my tight little pussy, okay? You like that? Having me talk absolutely filthy to you gets you going. I can tell. Anything for my darling good boy. I would scream my lungs hoarse with the sluttiest of words all for you. Oh, your cock is telling everything I need to know. You are so close to pumping me absolutely full of your dreamy cum, right? Please give it to me. I need to feel you filling me up, please. Come on. Oh, fill me. So close, you can tell. Oh, pump it into me. Yes, darling, come for me. It feels so wonderful to feel your cock twitching and pulsing inside of me. It's like seeing the sun for the first time. Giving them out. I guess I don't need to ask if it felt good for you too. No, don't pull out just yet. Oh, I wanna lay on top of you. Oh, like this for a while. You are so welcome. But you don't need to thank me. If anything, I should be thanking you. You've made my life worth living, and I feel like I've finally found my purpose and my muse in you, darling. And that's why I did what I did. Why I took the steps I did to get you here and get you ready for our new life together. What did I mean by getting you ready? Please don't freak out, darling. I know what I'm about to say is going to be insane, but do you trust me? Wonderful. Okay, here goes. While you were out, I injected you with a serum my dad's lab helped create. He was the lead researcher on a project to create a fountain of youth to reverse the natural human aging process. The project was deemed a failure, though, because they came up with no results. At least, that's what it says in the case file. In actuality, they were able to create two vials of youth serum, and my father hid them away from the rest of his colleagues and announced the failure of the project to douse any rumors that were beginning to flare up. When he died, he passed them on to me for safekeeping. But I couldn't help but use them on you, on us. This means we're immortal now, silly, never aging another day, immune to disease and brain deterioration, able to spend the rest of eternity in each other's arms. Doesn't that sound just wonderful? I'm so happy you agree. I wish I could have told you beforehand, but I know how much you hate needles, so I had to inject you while you were still fast asleep on the bed, Prince Charming. I can't wait to spend the rest of my immortal life snuggled in your arms, just like this, holding you tight and hiding you away from the rest of the world in our little hideaway. Oh.